Take your Bible and look at, we're going to go to several places. This is Wednesday night Bible study, right? So go to Matthew 13 to start with. Matthew 13. And let's look at something here. Matthew 13. Matthew 13. Now, when you get there, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't there yet, say hold on a minute. All right. Matthew, it's the first book in the New Testament. All right, Matthew 13. Look at verse number 1. 13:1. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, many seeds fell by the wayside. You need to underline wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places. You need to remember that. Where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root. They withered away. Some fell among thorns. You need to remember that. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. And some fell into good ground and brought forth fruit. Some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Now, let's go to verse 19 and get a little more direction. Verse number 19 says, verse 18 says, Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Y'all see that? Some was told by the wayside, and the deceiver came and stole that. Verse number 20, But he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by he's offended. You have to watch people that are easily offended. Verse 22, He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But he that receiveth seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your word, and we'll thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to do. We're going to use our imaginations for a little bit tonight, and I'm going to use the screen. I don't know. They've been up here changing ceiling tile, and they got the projector a little off a while ago. But anyway, hopefully it is back in order. I took a stick and beat it over to the... And so now it is hopefully in the right spot. I want you to take your mind and imagine yourself a Jew. We live here in Dyersburg, Tennessee, our Jerusalem. But we don't control our own city. Rome, you know, those Roman soldiers, they roam the streets here in Jerusalem. And they tell us, under Roman rule, what they're going to do and how we're going to do. And we live under their Roman rule. And we've been asking, and we read the Old Testament, and the Old Testament told us that a Messiah would come and deliver us and usher in a kingdom and bring in a kingdom and get Rome out of here, and we could rule and reign in our own city right here in Jerusalem. That's what they were looking for. And so to start that off, you had different men that come along to try to bring that in. So I want you to take your mind and look here. We have, Now, we got this little man right here. That's John the Baptist. Looks just like him. You have Malachi, and then there's 400 years between Malachi, the Old Testament, and Matthew, the New Testament. And in the first part of Matthew, you got the birth of Christ, and Jesus comes on the scene. That's what we call the first coming of Christ. But there was a fellow that come on the scene. Take your Bible and look at, it's still in Matthew. Look at chapter 3. Matthew 3. And look at this. Now remember, you see this right here? What do you see missing? There's not a cross up there. You don't remember your imagination. You're a Jew. We live in Jerusalem. We live under Roman rule. We don't know of a cross coming. We don't know that Jesus Christ is coming. We do not realize that the baby that was born in that manger will be king of the Jews one day. We don't realize that yet. And so everything, all we know is He promised us a kingdom where we can rule and reign in our own town here in Jerusalem and get them stupid Romans out of here. And they're looking for somebody to come in and overthrow Rome and bring in a kingdom. That's what they're looking for. So that's why you don't see a cross, you don't see nothing on here. So John the Baptist, look at Matthew chapter 3. Is everybody there? Look at verse 1. In those days came who? John the Baptist. Preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye for the kingdom, what? Kingdom of heaven. Y'all see that right there? Now, kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means it's in with hand's reach. It's at hand. It's possible. It is right there within reach. John the Baptist comes on the scene. He's the forerunner. You say, what's a forerunner? Well, the king's coming, and so John the Baptist was about 6 months older than Jesus, and so he's coming and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's within reach. And what I need you bunch of Jews to do, because in the Old Testament, we forsook and we rejected God the Father. And so what I need you Jews to do, if you want to overthrow Rome, and if you want to bring in the Messiah, you need to repent and confess your sins of rejecting God the Father in the Old Testament. Look at verse 6. And were baptized of Him in Jordan, what? Confessing what? Now let me help you. This is Wednesday night Bible study. Let me help you. Think. How many of you, when you got into baptistry back there and got baptized, how many of you stood in there and confessed all of your sins before you got baptized? Anybody? Don't raise your hand because you'd be wrong. We ain't got time to hear all of them. You ain't got time to hear mine, hallelujah. And I ain't telling them to you. This was a Jewish thing to Jewish people who were under Roman rule. And we rejected God the Father in the Old Testament. And John the Baptist is saying, repent, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And notice, look here, verse 11. John says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me, that's Jesus, is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And so on and so forth. I'm not going to go in to tell you about all of that. What all that means, that'll be for a different time. You can write this down, remember it. John chapter number 1, about verse 31, says, John baptized those Israelites to manifest Jesus Christ to Israel. This was his ministry. John the Baptist had a ministry. Well, guess how his ministry ended? His head got cut off. So, let me ask you a question. Did Israel accept John's message or did they reject God's message? I think they rejected it if your head is in a charger. Now, I'm not a theologian or nothing, but I'm thinking if they cut your head off, they probably didn't like what you had to say. Now, John the Baptist, after he goes off the scene, we have a fella by the name of Jesus Christ. Y'all know him? I hope you do. Well, guess what? Look at chapter 4. Here comes Jesus Christ. And you will not believe what he's preaching. Look at verse 17. Matthew 4, 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, what? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Y'all see that? Jesus Christ is preaching the same thing John was preaching. He said, hey, y'all didn't hear my cousin. Y'all didn't hear his message. Y'all cut his head off. I'm here to tell you, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and I'm fixing to show you. Look at verse number 23. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in synagogues and preaching what? Gospel of what? Well, what's related to the gospel of the kingdom is and healing all manners of sickness and all manners of disease among the people. So see, Benny Hinn is sort of out of pocket. You understand? Now, God can heal anybody he wants to. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to go follow no... I had to remember I was in church. You don't have to go to some stupid tent somewhere and get in the healing line. If God wants to heal you, he'll heal you in Dyersburg, Tennessee at your house today. All right. Now, settle down. Okay. Now, Jesus Christ comes on the scene, and there he's preaching the same thing. Look here. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Look here. All you got to do is repent, Jews. You bunch of Jews. Hey, all y'all are Jews. Remember, we're pretending. We live in Jerusalem, and we're under Roman rule. And Jesus comes on the scene, and guess what? Man, at first, everybody likes Jesus. He took 5 loaves, 2 fishes, fed 5,000. Everybody's like, woo, hallelujah. You fed my hungry belly. Hallelujah. We do like you. Now, has verses in the Bible ever troubled you? Watch. Turn to chapter 10. See if this troubles you a little bit. See if this clears it up. Chapter 10. Verse 5, Matthew 10:5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the who? Well, that sounds weird, don't it? Why don't you want us going to the Gentiles? And into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not. Don't even knock on their door. Verse 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the who? And as you go, preach, saying, the what? Is it what? You can't bring in a kingdom, a Jewish kingdom, with a bunch of Gentiles and Samaritans. So look, don't go knock on their door. Right now, in Matthew 10, we're going strictly to Jews because why? We're trying to get out from this Roman rule and we're looking for a king to get us out of this mess and so we can rule and reign in our own city. You see? So that's why he said, don't go to the Gentiles. Don't go to the... You see? Look at chapter 15. See if this verse bothered you ever. Chapter 15. Look at verse 24. I'm not going to read the whole thing there. Matthew 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the who? Well, that leaves us out, don't it? I mean, we're not pretending now. All of us are Gentiles in here, by the way. But we're pretending to be Jews, living in Jerusalem under Roman rule. Now, Jesus comes and says, I am sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's odd, isn't it? The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and I'm going to be your Messiah. Well, guess what? It wasn't too long to where I'm going to give you this for time's sake because I'm trying to get a lot of information in just short time. Luke chapter number 4 over there, where they heard Jesus and they heard him speak, and they said, "Is this not Jesus the carpenter's son? Is this not Joseph's boy?" And then it wasn't but about a few verses later, they're ready to throw him off a cliff. Anybody remember that? I don't think they accepted the message. I don't think they liked the sermon that Sunday. Now, Jesus is arrested, brought before Pilate. But Pilate says, "Jews, behold your king." You know what them Jews said? "We have no king but crucify him." They rejected God the Father in the Old Testament. Now the Jews are rejecting God the Son in the New. And guess what shows up for the first time? Is a cross. So Jesus had, so John loses his head. They didn't reject, they rejected his message. Jesus has to die on the cross. They rejected his message. But Jesus said something in Luke 24. He says this, "Father, forgive them." Why? They don't know what they're doing. God answered that prayer and gave them another shot. And so we have Jesus Christ. He lost his life. John lost his head. Jews rejected his message. Jews rejected Jesus Christ's message. And so do you see all of that? Well, now let's look. Here comes another fellow. Y'all see Peter? Peter's still running toward this kingdom over here. Y'all see him? All three of these are running toward this. Peter really don't understand the cross fully. Now, here's something going to clear this up. Y'all ready? Has the book of Acts ever bothered you any? Well, let's go look. Look at Acts. Y'all heard about them robbers that broke in on this old woman's house. She started saying, Acts 2:38. They took off running. They said, "What'd you take off running for?" They said, "This woman's got two axes and a 38, hallelujah." And anyway, all right. I'll write that one off my list, never to tell again. All right. Miss Debbie, that wasn't funny. Now, let me prove my point. Watch Acts chapter number 1. Is everybody there? Look at verse number 6. Look at verse number 6. Look at this. "When they therefore were come together," this is all the disciples here, "they asked of him," they asked Jesus. You know what they asked him? "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the what?" Guess what they're still looking for? They're still looking for somebody to deliver us out of this Roman rule and get us out from under this Roman government. We want to rule in our own city with a king that is a Jew, that is our Messiah. And Peter says, and all the rest of the disciples, "Hey, all right, Jesus, you already went to the cross. We really don't know what you did all that for. I don't know why you let them crucify you. I mean, we've seen you do all miracles. We don't understand why you let him crucify you. But look, we're okay. That's over with. You're raised from the dead. Now, are you ready to give us a kingdom now?" Amen. And so, the next verse, I'm going to tell you what it means in the Greek. Jesus says, "Boys, get somewhere, sit down, shut up, and you don't. It ain't time for you to know nothing yet." That's in the Greek. Now, all right, turn the page. Then Peter starts preaching in Acts chapter number 2 on the day of Pentecost. Look at verse 5. "And there were dwelling at" where? Who? Look at there. Now, And I'm not going in, I'm not even going to go into the rest of the stuff, which, you know, is easy, is self-explanatory. Look at verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the who? The leaven who? 11 Jewish who? Lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of who? And all that dwell where? Y'all see that? So who's he preaching to? Look at there. Why? Because Jews are looking for a what? Look at there. All right? Let's keep reading. Verse 22. Ye men of who? Y'all see that? Now, Peter got done preaching his little message here. Look at verse 37. Now when they, the Jews, ye men of Israel, heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, who are what? Jewish. Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, it's the same thing John said, the same thing Jesus said, repent. Because we just crucified the Messiah, the very one that's going to bring in the kingdom, and y'all killed him. Luckily, he arose from the dead. So now, why don't you repent? You say, what's repent mean? Change your heart, mind, and attitude. Would you please change your heart, mind? Hey, the man rose from the dead, proves he's the Messiah. Would you repent? Get baptized in the name of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Everybody with me? That's a Jewish thing. All right? And so Peter tells them all of that stuff. Well, look. There was another fellow that came along, turned to 7. Look at 7. I'm going somewhere. Y'all may not believe it, but I'm going somewhere. I think. I may have too much for one night. But anyway, we'll get there. Acts chapter 7. Stephen's preaching, and I'm going to fast forward through his whole message. His whole message was 53 verses. Look at verse 54, Acts 7. Acts 7. When they heard these things, they heard Stephen's message, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Now, I think I got two pistols on me right now. But that wouldn't cover everybody. So if we give the invitation, and y'all, I mean, if they come to gnash on you with their teeth, let me ask you, did they like what you said or did they reject what you said? Okay. And so Stephen, verse 55, and he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfast to heaven, saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing in the right hand of God. He said, behold, I see heaven open, so on and so forth. And Stephen died. Fast forward, Stephen dies. Now, listen. From Acts 7, God says, okay, you rejected the God the Father in the Old Testament. You rejected God the Son in the New Testament. And now, you've rejected what? God the who? Y'all ever wondered what blaspheming the Holy Ghost is? The nation of Israel just blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And God says, you're done. Three strikes. Ow. Well, look, are we in Acts 7? You will not believe in a million years who shows up in Acts 9. A fellow by the name of Apostle Paul, and he's running toward the cross. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. Keep your songbooks put up. These guys are going, bring us in a kingdom. Well, they rejected God the Father in the Old Testament, God the Son. They rejected God the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, I tell you what let's do. Let's just change the whole thing. And Jews, why don't y'all just go into darkness somewhere and stand over there in the corner in time out? You know how you put your kids in time out. Time out, go over in their corner and stay there for about 2,000 years. So they've been in time out for 2,000 years. 2,000 and What? 16 years. I don't know when the Lord's coming, but they've been in time out that whole time. So he says, all right, I tell you what let's do. Let's open this thing up to the church. Let's open it up to the Gentiles. Don't get excited. We're just talking about how you got in. You say, preacher, I don't believe it. Well, hold the phone, Joan. Look at Acts 9. Look at Acts 9. Look at verse 15. Saul just got saved, changed his name to Paul. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, Paul, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the... This thing's been Jewish the whole time. And now the door has slung wide open for you to get in. You remember Jesus said, don't go to them Gentiles? Paul says, we're going to the Gentiles. Some of you ain't got it yet, but you will about 2 o'clock in the morning, and you'll turn your bed into a trampoline. You may be Baptist, but you'll be Pentecostal by 2 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah. Look, I mean, Paul says, we're going to the Gentiles. Now, look, let me fast forward. Hurry. Acts 28. Acts 28. I got one more to do. And I got plenty of time. It's just 15 to 8. Y'all ain't no hurry, are you? What time is it? Y'all supposed to say preaching time. Hallelujah. Acts 28. All right. Let me fast forward down here to verse 27. Look what Paul does. Verse 27, he starts talking about his people, the nation of Israel, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, y'all see? And their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understanding with their heart, and should be converted. And I should heal them. Paul says, my people, these nations of Israel, they rejected. Their eyes are closed. They cannot hear. Now, what did verse 28 says? Be it known, therefore. Therefore. What is the therefore, therefore? Well, we're moving therefore. We're going forward. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of who? Is sent unto the who? And that they will... Somebody hold my baby while I shout, hallelujah. Ain't that something? Is that not something? Now, I gotta go to one other place. Now, go to one more place. Look at Revelation chapter number 11. Revelation 11. I tell you what, stop off at chapter 7 before you get to 11. Sound like we was at the casino. Give me 7-11. Hallelujah. Anyway, I don't know anything about that. I just heard about it. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 7. My daddy's over there going, scratching his head, going, All right. Look at verse 4. And I heard a number of them which were sealed. They were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of who? Look at verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, and all nations and kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Y'all see all of that? Look at chapter 11. Verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's 1,000. That's 3.5 years. And it tells all about their ministry. Now, what we've had tonight, let's get it right here. Does everybody see? We talked about John the Baptist's ministry. We talked about Jesus' ministry.
We talked about Peter's ministry and Stephen's there. And now we're talking about Moses and Elijah. They come back preaching. All right, let me explain this real quick. Jews, they crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. Give them one more shot. They reject. Okay, go stand in the corner. We're bringing in the church, the Gentiles. Did everybody see that? Now, when the church leaves and the rapture, guess what it goes back to? Jews and the tribulation. Moses and Elijah is preaching a message. Guess what? Moses and Elijah, 144,000, start preaching, and guess what? A bunch of people. Matter of fact, I don't have time, but Romans chapter number 11. Wait, we do have time. Look at Romans 11. We don't have nothing but time. Romans 11, look at this. Real quick. Is anybody tired yet? Three people, all right. Romans 11, look at verse 25. Paul says this, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to who? Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." All right, let me read that verse and point. Blindness in part has happened to Israel. Until the what? The fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Y'all see? Now turn the well, you have to turn the page if you got an old Schofield, verse 26. And so all who? Shall be is what? Shall be is what? I'm talking about past, present, or future. Future shall be saved. It is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer. Look, out of Zion a deliverer. And all of Israel shall be what? Saved. Now, let's do one more thing and we're done. Go back to Matthew 13 and we'll finish where we started. Matthew 13 and we're done. This is Wednesday night Bible study. And so, this is really not milk and cookies. This is sort of steak and shrimp. Hallelujah. Chapter 13, verse 4. The sower went out to sow seed in his field, and when he had sowed, some seed fell by the what? The fowls came up and devoured them. All right, hang on. A sower, John the Baptist, went out to sow seed in the field, and it fell on the wayside. And guess what? The Pharisees and the Sadducees came and stole what seed John had sown in the field. And so, y'all see that? Now, verse 5. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up. Hold the phone. Watch. Y'all remember when Jesus came on the scene? At first, everybody liked him. It looked like the seed was fixing to spring up. They liked him at first, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched because they had no root, and they withered away. And they crucified him. All right, let's look. Then verse 7, some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Y'all see that? Well, y'all remember Peter and Stephen? Y'all remember Stephen, Acts 7? He got done. They gnashed on him with their teeth. I think they choked him. Stephen's throwing seed out, and they just choked the seed out. Did everybody see that? Now, what's next? But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Moses and Elijah, what'd I do? Moses and Elijah came on the scene. and put seed in the good ground. And it brought forth a bunch of fruit. Why? Because all Israel shall be. Does everybody see that? You say, why did I leave Paul out? Paul ain't in Matthew 13. You see, all them the same color, blue, 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 they're all Jews. Paul was to who? Gentile, the church, you see. So you've got wayside, you've got stony places, you've got thorns, and then you've got the good ground. That's what Matthew 13 is talking about. And the church said,
Amen. Hey, I'm just glad I got in. Glad I got in. Well,
hallelujah.